This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, welcome back in, beautiful folks. We appreciate you joining us here on The Drive. It's a fun time here in Houston sports right now, and kind of calmed down a little bit after the Rocket season, but getting geared up for the Astros as they start getting rolling, and then the Texans as that starts to roll too. Hey, we got to get to a couple of things here. One, my dilemma, and Tyler Clint's talking about there's a new show that he's been stuck on that's kept his ass up out all night long. I can't wait to hear what
Boom Tube. I'm gonna let y'all in on that joker at in Dirty's Daily.
But I want to hear, because usually, I don't know if we overlap in shows as much, but you've given me a couple here lately. Now, I know we can get down on murder mysteries. I slid
in. This fits squarely in there.
Slid into a Dateline last night before I went.
No, it's not one of those, but it's got to do with murder.
Good.
But it is. I don't want to count it back, but it is when it comes to unexpected turns in a show.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'm at least.
Is it the one where you're going to bed after this episode?
Yes.
And then there's a turn at the end, and you have to at least start the second
100%.
The next episode.
Absolutely.
Oh my 100%. God.
And the whole time I'm going, man, there's three episodes left. How what the hell are they gonna do from here? Ain't no way.
See, I'll get into a place, and I know Tyler Milner does get in a place. Say, well, you know what, man, I'm gonna bang these three out, man.
Been there a time or two.
I was very disciplined.
Let it be a Friday. Oh, I'm going to bang
I was very disciplined with this one until the last day. But anyway.
Yeah. All right, I can't wait to hear
Looking
that.
Forward to that.
Yeah, Dirty's Daily.
All right, Clint, and I want the phone lines open on this one. 713-572-4610. Some of y'all say, why y'all be punking out? How come y'all don't take no calls? No, I want it open because I honestly want to hear from you, the people on this, and you can also text in and go ahead on YouTube and Twitch. I know some people aren't available all the time to make calls, but I want to hear from you because, Clint, we've been in a space where we've talked about Nick Caley and the arrival of Nick Caley, and you have really gone into depth about the challenges of Nick Caley and what he is challenged with, especially coming off of what the Texans just experienced with a guy and Bobby Slowick, who came in, first-time play caller, first-time play designer, all of that, and how difficult that can be. And coming into it, and now even more difficult, I would say, for Nick Caley, as you pointed out, he's coming to it with a place that has expectations. At least Bobby didn't have expectations. He's coming to it with a place that has expectations and people, the feeling that they got a quarterback that has shown to be elite and that it's maybe teetering on that line. There's pressure there. See, for me, when I look at everything surrounding it and Nick Caley, my feeling is nervousness for, like, hey, man, I don't know how this thing's going to shake out. I think you've given your thoughts. But I will see, Clint, when we have had conversations about Nick Caley, it come across on the text line, YouTube, and Twitch of, man, you know, y'all tripping. What? I'm excited about Nick Caley. I'm excited. Like, I know he's going to be better than Bobby. I know. Like, there is more of a positive, a a real positive, exciting feel from a lot of people about Nick Cayley. And I'm not trying to get you off of that. I just want to hear why. I want to hear the reasons, because I want to hear, because sometimes we get it on our perspective, but I want to hear from you. 713-572-4610. You can call in, you can text in as well, YouTube and Twitch. What is, if you are one of those in the camp of excited about the arrival of Nick Cayley and what he can potentially do with this offense, why? Why is that? Because my feeling is kind of nervous. Nervous to see how this is going to shake out because we got no clue. I think yours is maybe more, I don't even know what it was. How would you describe your feeling on, like if you had a word, if I'm using nervous, some people are using excited, how would you describe your feeling about Nick Cayley coming in as a new OC?
I would say all of those are fair and accurate for me. I mean, nervous, anxious, concerned.
Yep.
Calling plays, it's not just standing on the sideline and calling plays for C.J. Stroud, right? I mean, there is a lot of behind-the-scenes work of how you create plays for certain guys. I mean, here's how to lay this thing out, is you're no longer the Texans, again, that won four games, and, hey, the new head coach has got 2-3 years here to kind of get this thing right. You are a team that's been to the second round of the playoffs, that's won 10 games 2 years in a row. The expectations are to get there or further at the very least and improve the product along the way. And you just saw a coach that literally immediately orchestrated an offense that gave you 10 wins, that gave you a rookie of the year, that emerged two wide receivers, not one, but two wide receivers along the way. And his ass was ran up out of here after one rough year. Like, you know how difficult this could be. And when it's guys that have never
done
it before.
That's a good point, how quickly it can turn.
Yeah, how quickly it can turn. And it's not good enough, right? That's the thing, is that, like, it just wasn't good enough. So there's a lot. It's not just calling plays, man. It's being able to on the move mid-season, mid-game, you know, figure out the right way to protect the quarterback, a different way to protect the quarterback. It's figuring out a way to get $12 million of value out of Dalton Schultz, which obviously we know it's not going to be in pass protecting, right? It's all of those things. And right now, it is a difficult job. And it's just very difficult to do. And so when you're asking, in today's game, right now, the way the NFL is set up, is anybody out of a Shanahan, McVay system is going to get the benefit of the doubt.
They do, yep.
And it just, you know, these guys that just keep, like, I mean, the guy in Atlanta is out of McVay's system. Now this guy's out of McVay's system. The guy that was here, it was out of one of those systems. Like, how many of those guys?
And some come out of LaFleur, which is the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's a tough-ass job, and it's not as easy to just walk in and do it at an extremely high level, and the pressure's through the roof.
Again, you use the word anxious, concerned. I said nervous, but many of you are excited. I want to hear it. 713-572-4610. What are the reasons you're excited? Eddie, lead it off for us. Eddie, we appreciate you joining the show. What is it that you're excited about with Nick Cayley?
With Cayley, I'm excited because, being a tight ends coach, I think he knows, you know, the run game, the pass game, blocking. He's got a better handle on all of it. He's coached before, where Slovic did not as well. And I remember when it went back to when he got hired, a lot of people talked about his energy. I think he's going to connect more with the players because his energy is going to be more along the lines of D'Amico and his energy on the defense. I think Kelly's going to have that kind of energy with the offense, and the players are going to connect with him more than Slovic, who was just a little pencil pusher who never had coached guys before in his life. But I really think he's going to connect with the players. The players are going to love him, and he's going to bring swarm to the offense.
All right, I appreciate the call, Eddie.
I do think there's a big difference between the two, and there is a positive. I think there's a positive,
like a vibes difference.
Yeah. No, look, I think there is, and I don't want to minimize everything that he just said right there. I think there's some truth to that. I love the thought of the former tight ends coach versus a guy that was running backs or wide receivers or just O-line or something like that that's never had to do both and had to like have a thorough understanding of both the run game and the pass game and that kind of workload. So I do like that part of it. I like the energy and the juice, because there's no doubt about it. I think Bobby Slowick, as you can see, what we got in press conferences is kind of what you got out of Bobby Slowick. It was pretty ho-hum. There wasn't, I would say, as much juice and energy there as he would like to use the frame juice or the frame the word juice in terms of guys bringing it to his offense. I think those are all positives. I think those are all pluses.
I mean, listen, Eddie just to me said a lot of things that for me are just not proven. He's coached guys before. Bobby Slowick coached guys in San Francisco. I don't know, and we'll see. We'll see what happens here. It's just a lot of unproven things that we just don't know about. Someone else is texting in. I'm excited to see CJ in an offense that's more suited to his skill set as a ball distributor.
God bless, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I don't know. I felt like the offense he was in was suited to him.
It was still a version of the Shanahan offense.
Yeah, I think it was suited to him. Now, I think maybe if the texter is moving towards the point of him having, you know, more control of things,
yeah,
more ability and more control of things, I could see that form of it because I do think that is coming.
Well, I think these are all very, very valid points. And again, I think if you're in the mindset or the frame of mind of, hey, man, let's just not let the offense be an absolute mess the way it was from a pass protecting standpoint last year, I think there's a really good chance that all the points that are being made, the energy, the understanding, the little bit different wrinkle in the offense that McVay system brings versus the Shanahan system, the quarterback having a little bit more control, right? I mean, those are all really, really nice things, and could end up being pluses. But if you can't dial them up, if you can't call them up in the moment, if you can't process what's going on and adjust accordingly, then it's going, all that stuff falls by the wayside and doesn't matter.
Our guy, Southside Al.
Is that my boy Ron?
You're damn right it is. I don't know if I can get you on. There you go, Al. Go ahead. What's your thoughts? Are you excited about Nick Caley?
Say, shout out to Mill Clinton and Ron. I'm more than excited because guess what? Clint knows this run. It's not no big old deal. The guy came from a championship pedigree.
Damn it!
Man, it had been so long since we heard from Southside Al.
Come on. Get Al back on the horn. He was about to say, it's easy. It's no big deal. He came from a championship pedigree.
Must have been on that burner phone.
I like the direction a couple of callers are going, and I can.
Niners.
I will steal this and lean into it. I think both callers mentioned it. I mean, Al was quick, but I think I do like an offense for C.J. Stroud that Matthew Stafford was successful in and that Tom Brady was successful in for C.J. Stroud a lot more than I do the Shanahan 49ers offense, the way they run things. I mean, I just think CJ's got to be the centerpiece, not the run game and the creativity and all that. All that stuff's nice, and if you can do that, that's great. But the offensive play caller better be able to put CJ Stroud in gun, and he better be able to create and spread the ball around. And that is, I think, a big what Brock Purdy does and what Matthew Stafford does. Not comparing the two, because obviously Matthew Stafford is significantly more talented from an arm strength and arm talent standpoint, but just they're two total different offenses, and if I had to pick one for CJ, it would definitely be New England. It would definitely be the Rams with Stafford kind of deal.
Some text coming in. I'm hopeful with Nick Caley. We won't know how good he will be until he does it. Slowick was just so robotic in a sense and did not know how to audible. Someone else texted in, I'm anxious about Caley. I just hope he does a better job setting the culture on offense like Miko has set it on defense. Bobby couldn't do that. Also, Caley has had some coaching and knows not everything is going to go as planned, and you have to pivot. I mean, again, for me, these are things that you hope he does. Like, he's been a tight ends coach. We don't like... I mean, he has maybe witnessed some pivoting, but he's been a tight ends coach. Like, Bobby Slowick, I would assume that he probably witnessed some pivoting from Kyle Shanahan. Like, we watched him. He had to pivot what type of quarterbacks he went with. Like, they were Jimmy G and Trey Lance at times and had to pivot off of things. Bobby. I think, and I think this is something that Clint has tried to make over time of, hey, you don't know how a guy is going to react to the guys in that chair. And if he is going to know what to pivot to, right? Yep. And obviously, in some cases, from what we're hearing, Bobby didn't know where to pivot to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.